Columbia's Mobile Talk Radio Experience continues now from the Bart Fireside Studios.
All right, it's 7 minutes after 5 o'clock. Welcome into a busy, busy 5 o'clock hour. We're going to get it started right now. We're going to talk with our friends from the NFIB, the National Federation of International Business. And let's do that right now. Head over to the Groucho's Deli Hotline. And that's where we welcome in Ben Hohmeyer, who joins us to talk a little bit about lawsuit abuse and also small businesses and small businesses' bill of rights. And I asked him to come on the program, talk about all this and more. Ben, good afternoon. How are you doing today?
Hey, Kevin, I am doing great. Thank you so much for having me. I will say that NFIB is the National Federation of Independent Business.
What did I say? I said international.
You said we were international business.
I'm sorry. It's right here in front of me, and I still said it wrong.
I would love if some of our businesses were international, but I'm out here trying to protect folks right here in the great state of South Carolina. Yeah.
My sincere apologies. I literally just read it wrong. It's right in front of me. So, Ben, NFIB, let's talk a little bit about what you guys do first and foremost so that we can establish why you're with me. And then I want to get into some of the specifics about that, why I asked you to join me today with lawsuit abuse and just helping to protect small business owners like myself.
Well, so NFIB is the largest small business organization both in South Carolina and the United States. We have over 4,000 members here in the state. We have over 330,000 across the country. But most of our folks are true mom-and-pop businesses. You know, in South Carolina as a whole, 400-plus thousand businesses are here, are small businesses. So over 90% of all South Carolinians work for a small business. And my folks are, you know, 10 employees or less, are mom and pops, are multi-generational. You know, it's myself. It's you. It's, you know, those folks that are out there are your Main Street businesses, are part of the community, are sponsoring a little league team, and are, you know, really the fabric of what is both the community in all across South Carolina, in Columbia where you and I are, but in Barnwell, in Bamberg, in Greenville, in Charleston, et cetera. I mean, these are the people that every day are out there doing it from morning till night, doing everything from, you know, taking out the trash to doing the books to being behind the register, you know, to being the face that when, Kevin, you walk in my business, I know you're Kevin Cohen. I know what you like. I know what you want. That you don't necessarily get, you know, when you walk into a necessity like a Target, but they don't know who you are. So that's who we are.
Sure. I love who you are because, again, I love the advocacy for reminding people small business is what built this country, what continues to push this country. I know that we hear all about the Amazons of the world and the Jeff Bezoses of the world, but the fact of the matter is mom and pop are still the ones that are driving this state and driving this country.
You know, overwhelmingly, you're absolutely correct. I mean, again, overwhelmingly in South Carolina, people work for a small business. You know, and small business at the federal level is classified as 500 employees or less. We really look at small business as being 50 employees or less. I mean, we're talking, you know, folks that are together all the time, know everybody who works there. And again, a lot of times it's 10 employees or less. You know, the true small business that you see on Main Street in any town across America.
We're talking with Ben Hohmeyer, who is here with us as the state director for the NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business. And I asked you to come on today because we're obviously right in the heart of what's going on with this year's General Assembly session. And it's going now very strongly and moving right along. And there are bills in both the House and the Senate right now that we're kind of paying attention to. You guys are really backing and making sure people know about the Small Business Bill of Rights. And I want to go over that also, but specifically, I wanted to talk about lawsuit abuse, because this is something that I don't know if people fully understand what's going on. And the Senate Bill 533 is out there. Take me through a little bit about what that entails.
Well, so yes, we are 100% in on supporting Senator Alexander, Leader Massey, and 24 other co-sponsors on Senate Bill 533. This would be a big fix to what is called the joint and several system. So when someone gets sued currently in South Carolina, we're going to just say a small business is involved in an accident. Say you've got somebody who's got a fleet. Well, that person may be 1% involved in an accident. They may have been there, something attributed tangentially to the accident, but they were not a big part of the accident. But that person is going to be what's looked at as being a deep pocket. And they could be on the hook for 100% of the accident. You know, the way our system works now is if you're 1% involved, you can be 100% liable. And so, you know, the other folks are going to settle out, you know, with this insurance company and this insurance company, and then go after somebody who is that deep pocket, which is why you see lawsuits coming in at $50 million, $60 million. I mean, you know, we've seen these huge judgments against companies that are so minutely involved in something, but they're the ones that are on the hook, and they're going out of business. I mean, we talk all the time that a small business is one lawsuit away from going completely out of business. And what 533 does is it fixes that system. It says that if you are at fault, you are responsible for what you are at fault for. Now, the one thing that is different in there is if you are more than 50% responsible for that situation, then you are responsible for that situation. So no one is not going to be made whole. If there is an egregious situation where someone is extremely drunk, somebody is, you know, driving 150 miles an hour and they cause an accident and all that is, you know, cited out there in the reports, then you're going to make the people whole. We're not, in no way does this not do that. But what it does is it protects those businesses that are so small involved in the accident that they are not put in danger of going out of business for something that they really didn't cause. So that's really where we are in 533. This affects everything. You know, South Carolina right now is one of the fastest growing states in the whole country. I saw some numbers where anywhere from 300 to 600 people a day move here. You get announcements from Commerce like I do of companies coming, of growth that we are seeing. But there's also companies that do not come here because of our legal system, in that they are scared to death that they're going to be sued for something that they really didn't have a big part of. And so, you know, we want to make sure that South Carolina does all it can to be, you know, pro-growth and pro-business and, you know, follow what the governor says of the business of South Carolina is business. And that is both large and small, and doing all we can to be a part of that, and both everything from 533 and what we're looking at for other changes in the Small Business Bill of Rights happens, and keep South Carolina on this uptick that we love and making us one of the strongest states in the whole country because of that potential for growth.
So we're talking for a few more minutes here with Ben Hohmeyer from the NFIB, and I wanted to ask you, you've stated what the problem is. You've stated what you're hopeful with 533 can do and where you've identified the problem. My next question, I guess, is does it have a lot of legs behind it? Is it something where, how far along are we? You mentioned the Shane Masseys of the world. How far along is it? How much opposition is it? Because you know as well as I do, you've worked with the General Assembly. There are a lot of lawyers there that like to sue that are also members of the General Assembly, Ben.
Well, there certainly are a lot of lawyers, and there certainly is opposition. But, you know, we've had 5 subcommittee hearings. We expect that there will be another. But you look at the people that are involved in this. Thomas Alexander, Harvey Peeler, Tom Davis, Ronnie Cromer, Sean Bennett. You know, the list of the subcommittee, the full committee chairman in the Senate. Last week when people voted, almost 90% of GOP voters had a ballot question and voted yes to say, we need to fix this system. So, you know, you're hearing from folks that are out there in the community that are pushing this, from the voters are out there saying, this is a problem. We need to fix it. And yes, there is opposition, but we're confident in moving forward, working with that leadership there in the Senate to get a bill over to the House, to get it done before crossover, which is coming up quickly. I mean, we are exactly halfway this week. We're 9 weeks in. We have 9 weeks to go. But we'd like to think that we still have a pretty good shot because there's tremendous grassroots out there. There's tremendous support from the people of South Carolina, from veterans groups, from business owners, you know, trying to say this is important. So, yes, there are others on the other side. Yes, you have, you know, a lot of lawyers in the General Assembly, but you also have lawyers that are co-sponsors of this bill out there.
This will be very interesting to see where it goes. Do you have a? I mean, I know you just said 9 weeks in, 9 weeks to go, and all. Is there a timetable you feel like this thing can get to the floor?
You know, we would hope that by the end of this month. We had really hoped by the end of February, because again, we've had five subcommittee hearings, that it would have moved by then. We are very hopeful. The Senate is currently working on judicial reform right now. We would like to think that when that is done, which is also a very important issue, that this becomes the front and center issue for the body. And we can get it out of committee, we can get it there on the floor, and they can have, you know, a spirited debate, which is all you can ever ask for on a piece of legislation. And, you know, we're just encouraging everyone we can talk to, senators, constituents, and also House members, because we hope that they're going to see this bill this year, to support 533. And, you know, I would ask, NFIB has, you know, done a call to action. Other groups, other business groups are doing calls to action, you know, whether that's, you know, the state chamber, the AGCs, the truckers, the home builders are all putting this out there saying, this is important. This is, you know, a huge part of the legislative agenda for the business community. It is really the number one issue out there for the business community as a whole, to try and fix this problem, to allow business to grow and more business to come into South Carolina.
So last thing, I'll let you get out of here, Ben, and that is, what do you want from the Point listeners? What other than obviously being more aware now, what do you want the Point listeners to do to help?
Reach out to your legislators. I mean, you know, while you broadcast here in Columbia, you broadcast on the internet, it goes statewide, people are hearing about this, call your senator. Say, you know, I'm a small business owner. This is what's going to affect me. I'm concerned, but you know, I understand accidents happen, people need to be taken care of, and we are all for that. But we need a fair system for business in South Carolina, and please support S-533 and try and move this bill forward through committee, on the floor, and over to the House. Get it to the governor, who has already in his last two state addresses has said, we need this. We need to have lawsuit reform happen in South Carolina. So, you know, we know if we can get it there to the governor, that Governor McMaster, you know, would sign it and would make this a big part of South Carolina going forward. So I would say anybody who's listening to the Point, all your listeners, please support S-533 and tell your senators to do the same.
Well done, Ben. Really appreciate the time. Congratulations for fighting a good fight. Keep us posted and let us know if there's anything we can do to help further along. Anytime it comes to small business, we're big fans of what the NFIB is doing. So thank you for what you're doing. And again, keep us posted, please.
Well, Kevin, I appreciate your time today. As always, if there's anything I can ever do to talk about small business for you and your listeners, because you've always been such a great advocate for us and all business in South Carolina. So keep doing what you're doing. And thank you for having me today.
Privilege. Thanks, Ben. Talk to you again soon, I hope.